B-Pod Studios.
What day is it?
Is this a test?
No.
No, wait. Yes.
It's Friday.
Oh, really?
All day.
Thank God for that.
No, thank God we've made it.
Oh, thank God it's Friday, right?
TGI Friday.
Thank God.
Thank God it's Friday.
Oh, thank God. We made it.
Friday.
Let's do this.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. Good morning. Happy Friday. It's 5:42. You made it to Friday again, guys.
Yeah.
I know. I know. I went to bed last night. So, can I hunt? Tomorrow's Friday. Bravo.
Yeah.
No,
nothing.
Goes, no,
oh, we were watching Bravo.
Yeah, that's what she said. No, put the channel on. Bravo. Great Friday. But hey, I'm here to make it better, put a shine on it for
really?
You.
Really?
Yes.
Am I supposed to do that too?
Yes.
Okay, I'll switch gears.
Your audience is depending on your bright, sunshiny outlook.
Oh, yeah. Brian just said, what are you doing this weekend? I'm like, nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
It was kind of a joke.
I know, but it hurt.
Well, listen.
Yeah?
You're as close to Rhode Island as, well, you're not. Brian's more, you're close.
Oh, yeah, it's close.
Right it's down. Close.
Go to Rhode Island.
No.
You can go to a restaurant.
I don't want to go
just
to a
tell
restaurant.
The boss you're leaving the state.
Yeah, okay.
Get his permission.
I'm not ready. I'm not ready yet, Bob.
How about an outdoor restaurant?
I don't know why. I'm not super ready. I don't think I'm alone here. I think some people are really ready.
Yeah.
And some people, I'm going to hold off for a little bit longer. I think the Lucy factor. I just don't want to take Lucy.
Yeah,
and she's.
I don't want to take my kids
yeah,
either.
And she comes
I'll take
with
Lucy.
A deal. Okay, great.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
I don't care.
She doesn't miss restaurants at all because I wait on her hand and
feet. Yeah. Why would you?
So, yeah.
Why would you?
But yeah, I mean.
I think I might do that tonight.
Yeah.
I know this sounds like champagne problems. I don't mean to sound that way.
But it's going to sound that way.
I'm just tired of takeout.
Yeah.
All the time. I like it. It's been good. But I want to sit in a restaurant.
You want to hear the din of, the conversations and the clanking of,
No, I want the food hot when it arrives.
Yeah, just not eating something out of a
That's all. Yeah, no,
takeout.
I don't care. Yeah.
Container.
No, just something hot.
Not atmosphere, it's food.
Yeah. You know, I want it hot. I want it. That's right. Anyway.
Right out the kitchen.
That's
where
you want it.
I know.
I'll take a waiter or a server with an attitude.
Really?
Go ahead, hit me.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I kind of miss the bartenders at
everywhere.
Local, yeah, at the local place in my town.
I'll bet they miss you.
I definitely think they do.
Where's the bank?
LBF.
Rent's due.
Oh.
I know. Anyway, it's National Donut Day.
Oh, yes.
That's fun.
What a day to be alive.
Right?
What's your favorite donut?
If I had my last donut, it'd be a simple chocolate glaze.
Really?
Chocolate glaze. Simple. Gets the job done.
I like
how about
coconut.
You? Coconut?
Yeah.
Mm,
and
okay.
a lemon-filled one is a good one.
Jeez, my wife likes a lemon-filled.
Yeah,
so.
But the coconut I usually go for.
Yeah. Brian, what would be your last donut?
Well.
You're gluten-free, so it would be your last
donut. I am,
donut,
but
so.
But Cane's Donuts actually makes some amazing gluten-free donuts.
Is that
like
right?
The honey dip and the chocolate glaze. That
and then they have that maple glaze with bacon.
Oh, my God.
Oh, they're next level. Yeah,
Cane's open today.
So there you go. Free plug for Dunkin'. If you buy a coffee, they can give you a donut. That's pretty good.
Oh, that's good.
So today's the day.
Today.
Today is your day to go get them.
Something to look forward to.
There you go. All right. See, look at us. We put a shine on the show.
Well done. And I'm hungry already.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing like old donut talk. Cloudy today. We've already had some rain this morning and some lightning. Right, Brian? You reported that?
Oh, man. Crazy. Big flashes of lightning.
Huge.
Yeah. Like, driving in was crazy.
Was it?
Yep. No, I was
top,
a little nervous. You
top,
know me.
Top up today.
Top up.
Wasn't sunny in 65.
No, topless driving.
No,
work.
No, we can't do that.
Oh, boy.
All right. See, we're off to a great start. All right. High at 79 today. It is Friday. Go get yourself a free donut somewhere. Enjoy it. And a full moon tonight, too.
Really?
Big full moon. Party all night.
Strawberry cool. moon.
A strawberry moon?
Yeah, cool. Strawberry moon. Yeah.
Nice.
So you go pick strawberry.
Oh.
At midnight.
Okay.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR
or WROR.com.
Officials say the asteroid will pass Earth at a safe distance despite its daunting size.
Isn't there a better name we can give it than that?
Yeah, we got to come up with something. Asteroid 2002 NN4. Yeah. I mean, they're not super creative at NASA.
No, we'll think of something. We'll think of one. Don't you worry, NASA.
Yeah, but it's practicing what? Social distancing.
That's good.
So, even the asteroids.
So wearing a mask, good. There's going to be a huge asteroid?
That's what they're called. Yeah. Huge asteroid.
Yeah, huge. Yeah. I was going that one.
That's
okay.
A good one.
Hey, Hugh. It's a huge, huge asteroid. Not a little one. All right.
Ample.
Well, it's going to be a big asteroid.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right.
You know, little asteroids don't go by.
No.
They burn up.
They do.
Yeah. That's why you
their
want
their metabolism.
Yeah,
is better.
Somebody huge. All right. We can stop.
Yeah, we should.
Right there. I don't know why you encourage that behavior. Anyhow. Hey, today, coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, we've been doing our social distance dedications, but today we're going to more aim our dedications to graduates of all sorts, high school, college. So we've been playing the song Wear Sunscreen.
Yeah.
Right? So it's advice for
that I should have listened to
that we did
20 years ago.
20 years ago. So we're going to update it, and we're going to ask if you're listening to maybe call in with some quick commencement advice to the graduates.
Yeah, like one sentence.
One sentence. So if you think about that, we'll do it in the 7 o'clock hour.
That's fun.
Yeah, but it's for the kids.
I have ideas.
So we have some ideas that you wish somebody told
yes.
you when you graduate, okay?
Okay.
So be here at 7 o'clock, and we could use your help with that.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Brought to you by Geico. They've introduced the Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers that last your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for info and eligibility. LBF, what's cool?
Okay, this fair was canceled, but you're still going to have a good time in Marshfield, and I'll tell you why.
Oh. All right. Well, everything's canceled.
I know.
It stinks.
I know, but there's a silver lining.
You found a silver lining.
Yes, just in my hair.
Okay.
In Marshfield.
That's great. Okay. Brian Bell.
All right. Well, I know the mom who's given the worst haircut.
Wow.
Was it yours?
It was.
Just kidding.
Kathleen Bell.
Wow. That's pretty bad. I mean, recently.
this poor kid.
Yeah.
He'll never. And it's all over the internet.
Well, yeah, I'm talking.
Used to be able to hide for a while.
Yeah.
Not anymore. And today's a very special day. It's National Donut Day. I've got a list of fun facts.
Okay.
For Donut Day you might not have known, but you need to know. Okay, LBF.
So the Marshfield Fair, which is in August and has been held in August in Marshfield for 150 years, was canceled. But according what?
So they had it in 1918 with the Spanish flu.
I guess so.
Life moved on.
Yeah, I guess.
Wow. Okay.
They're going to host weekend drive-in movies beginning in 2 weeks with Father's Day weekend.
I
guess they're going to have, they have space for 500 cars, but only 250 will be allowed initially due to social distancing. But they're going to show classic films like Jaws.
Oh, that's fun.
Stuff like that, so you can mess your kids up.
That is fun.
Again.
Bring your own popcorn or they're going to sell it?
I think you bring your own.
Bring your own.
Yeah.
That's
exciting.
Mm. That's fun.
I've
never been to a drive-in, so I have to
go.
Do it
it's
this
fun.
Year.
Yeah. Lucy would love it. Especially if you put your top down, you know?
Car.
The car.
Depends what kind of movie you're going to, I guess. Yeah.
Put your convertible.
Right.
You know, all right.
Sometimes I regret my convertible just because of this.
Yep. Jokes. Yep. I know. They never get old. Let me know if they do.
Okay. I will.
All right. Well, shout out to Kim Goodman from Belmont.
Yay!
She did it. She gave her son, 8-year-old son Jack, a really, really horrible haircut. And we know this.
Describe that for the radio listeners.
I mean, it's not quite a bowl, but it's just a jagged-edged bowl. It's just really awful what she did
to it.
It
looks like
he did
it himself.
It does. It's like he did it himself.
It's like he did himself.
The kid,
the
orphan kid in a 40s movie would have.
Okay.
Just like kind of chopped
it's
up all over the place.
Not a straight line. It's just all over the place. But
yeah,
Kim has won a year of free haircuts.
That's great.
Because
that's all it takes.
Yeah, this law firm out of Cambridge, Altman and Altman, ran a contest on their Instagram.
Yeah.
And Kim was the grand prize winner, so she won a year of haircuts to a month to Somerville's Straight Edge Barbershop that Altman and Altman
straight
gave.
Edge.
Yeah, I mean, look at that.
That's the jagged bangs I've never seen.
Yeah, that's really just all over the place.
At that point,
congratulations.
Just shave it all.
So if you know Kim Goodman, don't let her cut your hair.
No. Yeah, that's
at that point, just shave it all off.
You may as well.
Right?
I guess.
You got to do that once as a kid.
Do you ever cut your own hair?
Oh, when I was very little, I'd have crew cuts in the summer.
Yeah.
It's the best feeling, isn't it?
That was
you
our
rub
summer
your hand
haircut.
On your crew cut.
Yep.
You'll never experience that, LBF.
I hope
unless
somebody comes up after me.
G.I. Jane.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a fun
day.
It feels fun. Okay. Donut Day. It's today. How do you spell donut? Either word is acceptable now. They prefer the D-O-U-G-H nuts versus the D-O nuts. Okay?
Yeah.
Shortening it up.
Yeah.
National Donut Day was established in 1938 by the Chicago Salvation Army. In the U.S. alone, more than 10 billion donuts are made every year. 10 billion.
Yeah, I could consume those.
Yep. The largest donut ever made was an American-style jelly donut. It weighed 1.7 tons, which was 16 feet in diameter, 16 inches high in the center, and was eaten by Chris Christie.
Was it?
The former governor of...
Did he really eat it?
No, it's a joke.
Seems believable, though.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I ate it. Took him a couple days. If per capita, Canada has more donut shops than any other country. And the last fact, the Guinness World Record for donut eating is held by John Haight. How many donuts do you think John ate in 6 minutes?
Ooh, that's tough.
6 minutes, not a lot of time.
I don't know, 40?
40, Brian?
50.
29.
Oh, yeah. It's hard to eat donuts.
Minutes. You got long,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that how we did it?
Yeah.
Every Sunday, my father would get me two donuts when I was growing up, which explains a lot. But, yeah, it was always a honey dip stick and a chocolate frosted.
Nice.
And
nice.
I'd read the funnies.
Read the funny papers.
Oh, God, that's a good memory.
Didn't go to church, though, right?
Well, still, there was like a brief time.
Yeah, there was
that.
But
then
we used to get
like,
our
nah.
donuts. We'd get them after church.
Really?
That was the reward.
Oh, no.
We go to church and you get a dozen donuts.
Nope, I just
can
got
them.
Can
we go to church?
It's Monday.
Yeah. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, let's go back. To 1944, Mr. Radio Man.
All right, let's go back to 1944.
Oh,
June 6th, year of our Lord, 1944, D-Day.
That's right.
How's that, Bob?
That was good. Thank you, Mr. Radio.
That's how they used to do it.
Because
don't believe me?
That's how they do it. And when they played Queen back then, it was a whole different, you know.
Right.
It was the Queen.
Actually,
yeah.
The Queen.
It was, yeah. Okay. Let's go back to 1944, as Brian says. You're just probably... working in your victory garden.
Right.
You know what I mean? Trying to use some margarine because you couldn't get butter.
That's true.
You couldn't even get sugar. So your biscuits were gross.
And who always goes back to food for you?
I know. It's so funny.
Yeah, it's a good analogy.
What was hell? The biscuits were awful.
Let's go back to 44. You spoiled brats. You think you got it tough now? Listen to this.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast. The German news agency Transocean said today in a broadcast that the Allied invasion had begun. There was no Allied confirmation.
Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force, you are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the NBC newsroom in New York, where we are standing by to bring you the news of the reported operations against the continent by the Allies, which only the German radio has so far announced. The National Broadcasting Company intends to continue with its network service coast to coast throughout the rest of this night. This is our official notification to stations affiliated with NBC that we will continue broadcasting throughout the remainder of these nighttime hours. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Yes. There you have it.
There you go.
1944, June 6th. So tomorrow will be the anniversary of D-Day. And you've been there.
I have.
Man.
It was, I think, probably the best, most important trip I've ever taken. And it was part of, like, it was part of a, we went to London and then we decided to go to Paris. And, and I was like, we have to stay, we have to go to Normandy.
Right?
It's so important that we make this trip. And it really is, I think everyone should go. Every American should go to that cemetery.
I'm jealous at you there. I would love to go.
It is just, it's just, you realize how important that day was, how the sacrifice that these boys made.
Yeah.
I mean, they were like
18,
teenagers.
19, yeah.
And they, you know, were sent in and they, like, just on the beach and they were picked off.
Well, if you haven't seen Private Ryan, I mean, maybe you can put that on the agenda
this weekend. It'll probably be on somewhere.
It'll be on.
I watched it a couple weeks ago.
It's hard for me to watch that because it's so intense in the beginning.
Yeah.
But which is why, like, it's when you go to Normandy, they have films that aren't as intense, and you can sit and watch them with your family and realize it. But yeah, it's
76th anniversary. So it'd be 76, right? It's 1944. It's 2020. So it's 76th.
Yeah, I can't do that math. You know me.
I'm trying to follow along with the history lesson right now. I can't.
I know. We don't learn about this enough.
No, I know the kids.
We don't learn about it enough.
Man.
So. Yeah.
So if you're homeschooling
Google it today and teach a little to your kids. Yeah, but don't let your little kids watch Saving Private Ryan because the beginning's very tough.
No, but, you know, if they're teens, maybe they watch that. All right, we just want to remind you, tomorrow's the day. So what's coming up with our dirty laundry?
Well, Alicia Silverstone is one weird mom, and I'll tell you why.
Weird mother.
Yeah. Yes, she is. Yeah.
Yeah, this is different.
Really?
This is very...
She's done some weird stuff before.
Yeah. Yep, and she's
all right, so we can't wait. We'll find out in 10 minutes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Real quickly, it is 6:46. It's going to be 79 today. A little bit of rain off and on, but a good day to do laundry.
It is a good day to do
laundry. What do you got, LBS?
All right, celebrities in the quarantine 15.
Uh-huh.
Why we're all listening to Rat all of a sudden. But first, Alicia Silverstone is one weird mother.
You want to finish that, or you stop there? Yeah.
She's interesting.
Yeah,
she was in Clueless. That's what she's famous for.
Fun movies.
43 now. She has a 9-year-old son named Bear Blue.
Bear Blue.
Yes,
little Bear Blue.
She made headlines when he was a baby because there was video of her chewing food, and then depositing it in his mouth,
like a mama bird. Yeah, weird.
And she defended
should have
it.
Called him Baby Bird then. Instead
I know.
Of,
yeah. Bear Blue, Bear Bird.
Bear Bird.
Bluebird.
Okay. Right.
Bluebird.
So that was weird.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that was weird. And then this to me, she feeds her son a vegan diet. That's fine. Whatever. She also made headlines a couple years ago when she said she uses no thank you as a reprimand. She doesn't yell at her kid.
Uh-huh.
And I actually am okay with that because I when Lucy does things, not when I'm really mad, but like if she's like, you know, I want a donut and it's, you know, right before bedtime, I'm like, no thank you. It's like a weird way to, and she's like, oh, okay. Like, I don't know.
So you've got something in common.
That's it.
With
that
Alicia.
Is absolutely it.
Okay.
So she says no thank you as a way to reprimand her kid.
Does that work for you, Brian, with your kids?
Yeah. It's more like this, though. It's no thank you!
I said, come on!
I don't like to yell.
That's great.
I love yelling.
Yeah, you love
yelling.
Yelling's
my favorite.
Like,
Brian, nobody goes from 0 to 60 like Brian.
Yeah, no, nobody.
What do you mean?
nothing, Brian. No thank you.
Anyway, she's doubled down on her weirdness.
Yeah.
Because she told the New York Times that she and her 9-year-old son have been taking baths together during the quarantine. Now, I'm hoping that they're just like pretending the bathtub's a pool and everyone's wearing bathing suits. I don't mean a mom shame at all. But it's weird.
I mean, it's very strange.
I don't think that's a good idea. Yeah. Just looking down the line, and you know, I've seen Psycho and Norman Bates.
Right. There were some mommy issues.
Mommy issues.
We don't do that. You know, well, flip it. Would you take a bath with Dad? I mean, come on.
Oh my God, stop it. I gotta go.
I know.
I'm out. I'll see you later. Bye, everybody.
No, thank you.
Oh, yeah, no. No, thank you.
Right, that's fun.
Oh, God.
I can tell a good joke. Anyway, yeah, right. All right. So just so you know, I'm just going to leave you with that.
Yes.
So,
are you leaving?
No, I got to shake that. Okay. Hey, celebrities in the quarantine 15. Mm. It's not just happening to us. It's happening to actual skinny people.
Yeah.
People are getting fatter and fatter.
Oh, my God.
Kourtney Kardashian was accused by Instagram users as being pregnant because posting bikini pictures of herself last month. She's eaten 4 cakes in 2 weeks. She said, who cares? Molly Sim posted a Instagram video of her eating several pastries. Nene Leakes captioned a photo on Instagram that said, officially thick. After stepping on the scale, Chrissy Teigen shared that she has hit the double-digit mark on the quarantine weight. Portia Williams asked, whose stomach is this? With a photo of her stomach on Instagram saying, she's going to have to roll me out of here. So if you have gotten on the scale, it's not just you. It's everybody. It's stress and it's baked goods.
Carolyn made banana chocolate, like banana bread's not, you know, fattening enough. Chocolate chip banana bread.
Yeah, that's the most delicious.
Say no to that.
No, you can't.
You cannot.
You cannot. That's like,
I dare you.
So don't worry about it.
Okay.
If we had just all got fat together, it would be so nice.
You'd think we'd all be in the best shape of our lives.
I don't have time to exercise. That's why I looked. No, that's not true.
You have tons of time. Okay.
All right. And why is Rat the most popular song right now?
Mm.
Well, you put something in a commercial, and here you go.
This is Rat for Geico.
Yeah.
The new house is amazing. So much character.
Original crown molding. Walk-in closets.
We do have a rat problem. At least Geico makes bundling our home and car insurance easy.
It does help us save.
It's actually on the chart.
Round and round is back on the chart.
It's not like high on the charts, but it's like...
Well, because Geico plays every, what, two minutes?
2 seconds.
That and the My Pillow guy is all...
Right.
We got a pillow. We got a pillow
problem.
All the cute boys in middle school played that song.
Rat.
Yeah.
Remember, they're two teeth.
Michael Sullivan, who I had a total crush on.
Yeah.
That was one of his favorite songs 1 year, and I listened to it until I could think of him.
Yeah. Was he a
rat? He lives in Florida. He was not. He was my brother's best friend.
Oh, he's that guy.
Yeah.
All right, then. Don't forget Rat with two T's.
Oh, that's right, too.
Yeah, it's two T's with Rat.
If you can spell it.
Yeah. They're cool back in the day. You know what day it is, LBF?
Tell me, what day is it? Is it Friday?
It's Friday! It is Friday. Thank God. I guess. I don't know. All right. So what we want to do today is a lot of graduations. You're seeing them all over your town.
Yeah.
I like these. A lot of houses are putting up their congrats to their kids. Seeing those. Very nice. So we thought, these poor kids, they're never going to have a commencement speech. Those poor kids.
Yeah.
Right?
Life lessons.
They'll never know what it's like to, maybe they'll never know, unless they do it later in the year, what it's like to sit in that gown in nice 80-degree weather today.
Yeah.
Bit sticky.
And sweat. And wondering when this person's going to wrap it up.
Right. You know, the superintendent of schools. All right. We get it.
This day to shine, and he knows it.
Or her. That's it. All right, so we are going to give the quick commencement speeches coming up. We're going to ask you to chime in with any advice you want to give to the graduates of 2020.
Okay? Yeah, a little bite-sized advice.
10 seconds or less. Just some advice that you want to share with them.
Okay.
888-410-1057. They're listening. They're all ears today.
Because
nothing else to do.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Okay. For the past few weeks, we've been playing that song that came out back in 99, I think. or 2000.
Yep, 99.
Okay, wear sunscreen. Remember that?
Yes.
So the guy just gives you advice and, you know, for life. It's all good, but it's dated.
Well, is it? Okay.
Yeah, if he would have said, you know, wear a mask. Trust me on the mask.
You'd be right.
Like, you think Halloween. Right. So, trust us on these little bits of advice we want to give the class of 2020.
Okay.
Number one.
Wear Purell.
Purell. Okay. Purell. Yes. Wear Purell.
Okay.
Trust us on the Purell.
Yes, for sure.
Okay. All right. Learn to love canned fish. Sure. It's something you should learn to love. It lasts forever, and nobody's ever going to steal it from you. To the graduating class.
Wow.
2020.
Okay. Before you marry someone,
yeah,
make them use a computer with slow internet so you can find out who they really are.
Oh, right. Okay.
Good.
Bring a book to the beach. Even if you don't read it, you'll look smart. And chicks dig that.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
That's all right. Good.
Brian, wow. What do you have, Brian?
You guys really did a nice job.
You got one, Brian?
Travel.
Yeah.
See as much of the world as you can.
Wow.
I like it. Because when you're married with kids, you can't travel.
Can't do it.
Yeah. I think everyone should drive cross country at least once.
All right.
Brian, are you going to do that again?
No.
Okay.
I've done it twice.
You said just do it once, right?
Yeah. I've already doubled up on it.
There you go. LB, have to get another one?
Never cut your bangs during a crisis.
Never cut your bangs during a crisis. Wow. Good point. How about this one? We talked about it yesterday, and it's still relevant. See a dentist or a dental hygienist every 6 months. If not more. And remember, it's rinse, floss, brush.
Right.
In that order. Repeat that.
Rinse, floss, brush.
Right. There you have it. All right. Another one?
Don't do anything that you wouldn't want to explain to a paramedic.
That's all good advice.
That's pretty good.
Good advice.
And you know what?
Yeah.
You won't believe how fast this whole weird thing is going to be a distant memory.
Right.
It's true.
Did you do the one about you think you're fat now?
Yeah, I do.
Go ahead.
Just wait.
Trust us.
Trust us. That. Yeah.
I wish I was high school fat.
So, boy, there's never a time when you're going to wish you were as fat as you are now.
No idea.
Okay, so if you have some advice for the graduating class of 2020, and little snippets.
Just like that.
Pass on. We'd love to hear it. 888-410-1057, okay? Just small advice that maybe you've learned along the way that you like to pass on, okay?
We could all use it.
We could all use it. 1057 WROR. It's 80s and more. It is Bob, LBF, and Brian, graduating class of 2020. We're just, you know, giving some of our wisdom to them.
Right.
They're not going to get a commencement speech, at least probably not today.
Not today.
They don't know what they're missing. Nothing like really 79 degree weather in that long gown.
Polyester gown that doesn't breathe.
It clings. Yeah. It clings. Just like that bad boyfriend did. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So more advice to the class of 2020, LBF.
Speaking of centerfolds.
Yeah.
Take your naked pictures before you're 30. Trust me on the naked pictures.
Oh, my God. All right. That was LBF. Not me. Never take out. This is good. Trust me on this. Never take out a college loan that you could have bought a small house with.
That's true.
What you're going to have is a mortgage, basically.
Right, it's true.
Don't borrow more than you'd ever pay back in 10 years.
Okay, good
That's
advice.
That's it, I'm just telling you. All right, so we have a gentleman on the phone. Is it John?
Yeah, John.
John, advice for the graduating class of 2020, please.
So it's been almost 5 decades since I graduated high school, and never in those 5 decades have I had to figure out the area of a circle or use the algebraic formula to find out where a projectile is going to cross the plane going up and coming back down.
That's right.
It's way more important to understand how interest works and decide which mortgage rate you want to go with or to buy points on the way in or Form an escrow.
That is very true.
That's good advice. You'll never use the...
Way more important.
Unless you're a rocket scientist, you're never going to use that again. All right, thanks, John.
That's right. And I've never used the Pythagorean theorem once.
All right.
Try it on somebody.
Come on.
Chicks dig that. Okay. All right, thanks, John. Yeah, the most important class you took in high school was either life skills, home ec, or shop. I'm telling you,
that's probably the one that you use the most.
I don't know.
That's it.
I was figuring the volume of an 18-foot round swimming pool yesterday to order water.
Wow, so you have to use some math sometimes.
Pay attention.
All right, so if you had some advice for the graduating class of 2020, give us a call, 888-410-1057. Those poor kids, they're never going to know what it's like to sit, you know, in a study or a gym on a hot summer night with no AC.
Yeah.
Listening to the superintendent.
Go on and on and on.
And on. So we feel bad for those kids. So we're going to give them the advice they didn't get.
Okay.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. All right. It's the graduating class of 2020. They're not going to get a commencement speech tonight. So they can't sit and listen to, you know, superintendents drone on, the principal.
Yeah, all everybody.
Wait, everybody.
Everybody on the earth.
Missing their phones. All right, so do you have any more advice?
Me?
For the class of 2020. Go ahead.
Live like it's your last day, but pay your bills and use a condom just in case it isn't.
Okay, all right. All right, class. I think class is dismissed after that. Good grief. All right. Let's clean this up. Do you have any advice you want to... I know, top that. 888-410-1057. Just a little advice for the class of 2020. Good Lord. 1057 WROR. It's 80s and more. Cloudy today. And a high of 79. A little bit sticky. Scattered thunderstorms tonight. That's okay. We could use some rain. Overnight, more showers and 66 for tonight. Tomorrow, check this out. Cloudy, early, scattered showers and 85. So maybe these kids are getting a break by not having to sit in their gowns tonight.
Right.
And just
the parades are nice. Air conditioning in the car.
Yeah, those are nice. Those are nice. You just drive around. You look good. I saw a dad and a daughter. His daughter in my town the other day, she had the whole street to herself in the Main Street.
Yeah.
And he was taking pictures of her in her gown, tassel.
Oh, that's
nice.
He was
just walking all over town. So it's kind of cool. But they're never going to get the commencement speeches. So we've put together some. Like our first advice was, wear
Purell.
There you go. Because you don't need sunscreen.
You're not okay, going outside.
You're not going outside. Any more advice, Sylvia?
Actually... For reals, keep a safe driving distance. It's just important.
Don't tailgate.
Yeah.
Don't tailgate. How about change your sheets at least once a week? Am I right about that?
You
Nothing's
are, but
better
that's
than
hard
clean
to keep
sheets.
Up with.
I know. I want to give you a goal.
That's a good one.
Go.
That's a good one.
Okay. And we talked about it earlier. Watch Private Ryan at least once every 5 years if you want to know what real sacrifice is.
And watch The Way We Were once every 5 years if you want to know what real love is.
Okay, that was good. That was good. Brian.
Watch Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
That's
a great movie.
If you want to know what high school was. All right. Hi, Patty. We got some advice?
Yes. I think they should all know how to write out a check and sign their name.
If they know what a check is.
Yeah.
You right? don't take Venmo?
Yeah, Venmo.
Right? Patty, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, but sometimes that could crash.
Yeah.
That's true, and it's not. Yeah, that's very true.
Mm-hmm. Learn to write a check.
Yep.
And be able to back it up.
I bet you. Yeah, exactly. That's more important.
Yeah.
All right, Patty, thank you. All right, Keith, what's your advice to the class of 2020?
Never, never go on the Jerry Springer Show. It'll always end badly.
That's good.
Yeah, excellent.
And is Murray still available, too? Same show.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, absolutely.
You are not the father.
Good job. All right, Keith.
That was awesome.
That was good, Keith.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll let it roll during the show today if you have some advice to the class of 2020.
Yeah.
Pass it on. 888-410-1057. All the wisdom you've learned over these years.
All
the
like
wisdom.
Five pieces, basically.
Yikes. Also, Speaking of shows you don't want to appear on, if you're on this show, it's never going to be good.
Well. Sounds like someone's getting his honker bent out of shape.
Yeah, that's it. So, Keith Morrison. All right. Let's take a caller here. WROR, who's this?
Hi, Maureen.
Hi, Maureen. Any advice to the class of 2020?
Absolutely. Learn to address an envelope, like a birthday card or your graduation invitations. Use a pen, you know, street name. I work at a college, and I have to remind seniors how to do that.
So. No.
Learn to address an envelope.
Wow. They don't know how to address an envelope. It's that basic.
But they don't write letters or send cards.
They don't write letters.
You know, little life skill on the way out the door.
And you know what? That's a really good reminder because you might be getting some cash. You know, gifts.
Right.
You need to learn to write a thank you note.
Yes, true.
Invite Aunt Martha from Iowa. She'll send you some cash.
That's right.
True. Yep. She's
then you
to
send her back a thank you card. That's good. Good
exactly.
stuff. All right. Thank you for calling. Thanks. All right. Okay, we have another caller, class of 2020. Heidi, what advice do you have?
Balance a budget.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
I, more advice you didn't take, Elliot.
Enough said, Heidi. Thanks,
okay.
Heidi. You too. All righty. Learn to balance a budget by the time you're 50.
I still have time.
You still have time.
I still have time.
All right. Let's get into the laundry. What is happening there?
Oh, yeah. Well, we got to talk about the richest celebrity. Not many surprises, but I also need to mention how Alicia Silverstone is the one crazy
mother.
She
could use some advice. Yes. She could use some advice.
She sure could.
I know. All right. Yeah, let's take a look at the laundry. LBF at 7:45. Here we go.
The highest paid celebrities. This is going to make you feel bad. But before I do that to you, I'd like you to feel better about your mothering skills.
Okay.
Because Alicia Silverstone is a weird mother. She's just strange. And she's 43. She was starred in Clueless. That's her sort of claim to fame. She does a couple of movies, but she's a super vegan. She's like on the board of PETA. She's like, you know, raw food. Mm.
Yeah. No, yeah. She's like that typical California Hollywood.
Right.
Right.
But then she
figured
next,
it all out. You don't know.
Yeah, she next leveled it a couple of times.
Too much.
She chewed her food for her son when he was a baby and then would deposit it in his mouth like ABC gum already been chewed, but food in his mouth like a baby bird.
Regurgitation.
Yes, regurgitation.
That's a fun word, huh?
Oh, no, it's
Ugh.
Not.
Ugh.
You don't want to hear that.
No, you don't want to hear it.
You don't want to
see
either.
It. You know? What's she doing
so
now?
So there was that, and then a couple of years ago, she said she doesn't reprimand her son by yelling at him. She reprimands him by saying, no, thank you. Yeah, I wish he could have said no thank you when she was depositing food in his mouth.
Well, I think he wanted
to say
nice,
no. It's a non-yelling
way. No, some more dinner. No, thank you.
No, thank you.
It's a nice non-yelling thing to do.
Is she
if
married?
You can do it.
Did we figure out?
Well, yes. Here's the thing. She was married from 2005 to 2018 to a punk rock guy. His band was called Stun. And he used to tour with Jane's Addiction.
Okay.
So super cool.
Yeah.
But
until you're 43.
And
yeah,
then
so cool.
She's divorced, but now she's also an anti-vaxxer, which is like not cool.
Mm-hmm.
But this one takes the cake. She
the vegan cake,
dry vegan cake.
She takes baths with her son.
That's weird. Now
and he's 9.
Do we know?
No, we don't. It's,
we don't. Okay.
Like we don't know if they're
if
wearing,
she's wearing
bathing
a bathing suit or it's just fun bath time. But he's still 9.
But she told the New York Times, it's not like one of those things where she's like, she's spending the time in quarantine, taking baths because they calm people down.
Maybe they have a huge bathtub. Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe it's a hot tub.
Maybe it's a big hot tub. Yeah.
It's just not, it's just, I mean, whatever. No. Like, people are hung up on this, you know, I get it. People are hung up on bodies and nakedness and whatnot. And that's great. But, like, don't tell the New York Times. There's something you just want to keep to you. If you're bathing with your 9-year-old son and it's, like, a family thing,
don't
talk about
there.
It.
No.
It's not, you know?
Oh,
I don't
boy.
Need to know.
Well, she hasn't done much since Clueless.
No, she hasn't.
Okay.
But that's all right. Mm-hmm. All right, who is the richest celebrity this year? Any guesses?
It hurts. It's got to start with, the last name has to start with a K.
Yeah.
Right?
No, it doesn't actually.
Really?
It starts with a J, but her first name starts with a K.
Okay.
Kylie Jenner.
Oh, Jenner. She's a Jenner, not a Kardashian.
She's not a billionaire
same
anymore.
Crew.
Same crew. And number two, same crew, Kanye West. Jeez. She made $590 million last year. That boggles my mind.
That was just last year.
If you made that much money, wouldn't you just decide to save the world? Like, I would. I would just decide to save the world.
You'd have the LBF Foundation.
I would have.
The LBF.
Right.
Right?
Yes, exactly. But I would just decide, like, I'm Superman. I'm so rich, I can save the world.
It'd be fun. You could do whatever you want.
Hell, soccer stars really make a lot of money. So I just wanted to let you know that is...
Thanks.
That's happening.
That's nice. A 24-year-old is the richest celebrity.
Because she sells makeup. Because she sells an idea that you're not good enough. Just let that sink in.
Mm.
Sorry.
Jeez. Why is she looking at me?
Just so you know, when you contribute to her money,
that's
what the message is.
Okay. Maybe you should have more advice.
May I more advice?
Yeah, right.
Become an influencer.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
Gosh, I was going to say put the phone down. You're going to go blind and have a humpback, but it's working for them.
It is working for them.
Yeah. All right.
You know what? I say put the phone down after two drinks.
Okay.
Nothing ever good comes from a text message when you're drunk.
Two drinks in. No. Yeah. This is all good advice for the class of 2020. All right, 7:49. We'll see who's super smart coming up at 8:10.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
And more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, it's brought to you by Window Nation, now deferring payments on all windows. For two full years, visit windownation.com. All right, let's say good morning to our player today from Fitchburg, Mass. Good morning, Missy.
Good morning, Bob. Hi, LBF. Hi, Brian.
She's fun.
is Missy short for Melissa?
Yes, it is.
I knew that.
God, you're smart.
Uh-huh.
How tall should a Melissa be?
I don't know, Brian. How tall?
I don't know. You said it was short for Melissa.
Oh, God.
Dad joke.
Yeah, wow. Dad. I don't even know how to process this.
You're a dad, Brian. Welcome to the Dad Joke Club. Missy, you work for the city of Fitchburg.
I do. I work for the Great Water Department. I love my job, but it's just temporary till they cast me on The Real Housewives of Fitchburg.
Nice. Oh,
okay. I like it. Well, Missy, any advice for the graduating class of 2020?
Don't worry too much.
That's nice. They've got a lot to worry about, these poor kids.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So, let's play Super Smart in 60 seconds. You know how it works. You get them all right, we'll give you $1,000, Missy.
Okay.
All right, you make sure you say pass fast enough to get back to it if there's time. Here we go.
What year is it?
2020.
The Shenandoah Valley is located in which U.S. state?
Pennsylvania.
What day of the week is Mardi Gras?
Wednesday.
What does the D in D-Day stand for?
Day. It stands for day.
What year was the World Wide Web launched in? 1990, 91, or 92?
Ooh, pass.
Who sings Kiss on My List?
Paul and Oates.
What is a calorie a unit of?
Calorie a unit of? Pass.
Who is Carrie Fisher's mother?
Debbie Reynolds.
What is Prince Andrew's ex-wife's name?
Fergie.
What famous speech delivered on November 19th, 1863 lasted only 2 minutes?
Oh, I don't know. Pass.
What year was the World Wide Web launched in? 1990, 91, or 92?
I'm going to go 1990.
What is a calorie a unit of?
Ooh,
we ran out of time.
She had energy, though.
She did.
Oh, yeah. I was planning on 10 out of 10.
You got 5 out of 10, Missy.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
That's my worst ever.
Oh, come on.
Really? For real?
You've done worse than that.
No, Missy, I mean, we feel bad for you that you picked today to be the worst ever, because I know when you play at home, you do pretty well. All right, here's what you missed.
The Shenandoah Valley's in Virginia.
Mm. You said Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Mardi Gras on a Tuesday. It's Fat Tuesday.
You said Wednesday.
Although every day for me these days.
I thought it was the day after.
Yeah, every day is Fat Tuesday.
Every day is Fat Tuesday for me. Yeah. What does the D&D day stand for? Nothing.
You know, I'm going to give her that because it was the day.
It was the day. You're right. You know what? Yeah, we should give her that.
That's it. So that's why I gave her 5.
All right, so 5. That's right.
Yep.
The World Wide Web was launched in 91. A calorie is a unit of energy. And the Gettysburg Address was the one that was delivered on November 19th.
How does it start?
1863. 4 score and 7 years ago.
That's right.
7? Wow. Yeah.
4 score and 7. Yeah.
Yeah, I was counting on more like Bravo and just, you know, frivolous things. I didn't expect smart stuff.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All righty.
That's, you know, yeah, some days are Bravo days and some days are smart days.
Yeah,
but yeah.
You picked the wrong day. All right, thank you.
That's so funny.
Missy, we're going to let you go to the WROR store at WROR.com and pick out a T-shirt, okay?
Ooh, all right, thank you.
You hang on because we have to ask the size. We're not allowed to ask it on the air.
We aren't?
HIPAA.
HIPAA?
Thank God.
Yeah. I think it's a HIPAA question.
Okay.
And if we're hip to that. We're not asking that. Thank you,
Missy. HIPAAs don't lie.
Hang on, Melissa. Thank you for playing Super Smart. If you want to sign up to play, could be your day, go to WROR.com. Also, the home version of the game goes up.
Yeah, play along. It's multiple choice, and you can share it on your Facebook and challenge all your friends.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And 3 cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right, we are going to be cool. 8:24, and let me see. It is 67 right now in Boston.
Is it?
We're not going to be cool for a while. That's all right. High of 79. Maybe some rain tonight. We could use that.
Sticky
weather.
Yeah.
You're not going to do an angry weather forecast, right?
No, I'm just going to tell you how you're going to feel today.
Okay, sticky.
You're just going to feel a little swollen and sticky, and your hair is going to look not good. But you're not going anywhere anyway.
Okay.
Happy Friday.
All righty. That's right. Brian Bell.
Yeah, I've got a cool thing that, you know what? If you see Kim Goodman from Belmont, don't let her cut your hair.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God. And I'm going to tell you why. You might reconsider going to the nude beach.
Really?
Yeah, you might reconsider.
Okay.
I know.
Well, now I was ready to go.
My plans are just completely dashed.
Yeah, so I'll tell you why you might want to think twice about going to a nude beach this summer.
Okay.
Got
well,
your
you have to wear clothes to this.
All right.
The Marshfield Fair, not cool, was canceled. But cool, now it's going to be a drive-in theater.
Like it.
The fairgrounds that were used for 150 years in Marshfield are going to be turned into a parking lot for a drive-in movie theater for 250 people, 250 cars, so you can practice social distancing. And they're going to start on Father's Day weekend, and it's going to be like classic movies like Jaws.
That'd be fun.
So you can scare your kids.
And you've never gone to a drive-in.
I have never been.
It's time.
I know.
You have to
stay up so late.
Well, but you got the perfect car for it, right?
Yeah.
Take your top down.
And what will I do with the car?
Well, it's convertible. Yes. Oh, no, it's a convertible,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but can you hear the movie as good in a convertible?
Now you go through
the radio.
Oh, we
don't. Yeah, it's the FM station.
Yeah.
It's not the old speakers. Oh,
yeah.
Those speakers were horrible. But you might like it.
Okay, yeah. I'll try this year.
Or if you have an SUV, you do it backwards. You back in, and then you use the SUV, you open it up, and you hunker down
there.
Well,
you know how to drive in, sir.
That's how we did it. Went to the one in Wellfleet last summer.
Nice.
It was fun.
Yeah.
So much fun.
That's fun. Do it, LBF.
Okay.
I highly recommend it.
All right, Brian.
All right. If you know Kim Goodman from Belmont, do not let her cut your hair. Because she did a horrible haircut to her poor son, 8-year-old Jack. Oh, look at this. And it's on the interwebs for all to see. Jack,
it looks like a college prank.
Yeah, it looks like his friends his hair when he fell asleep or something.
And with really bad scissors, too.
Yeah, I mean, not sharp scissors.
No.
It's torn and just not great.
It looks like she used the garden clippers for
But the good news for Kim and Jack is she actually won a year of free haircuts because Cambridge-based law firm Altman and Altman did a little contest on their Instagram, and Kim was the grand prize winner thanks to this hack job of a haircut on her son. And she's got a year of haircuts, two a month, from Somerville's Straight Edge Barbershop, paid for by Altman and Altman. So that's pretty cool.
Every 2 weeks?
Yeah.
High and tight.
She can get one, her son can get one.
I like it.
Sure.
Yeah, no, that...
And you get a haircut. You get a haircut
all around.
This poor kid. My God.
At least you didn't have to go to school with it,
right?
Yeah, that's true.
That's it. I would have shaved it all off.
Yeah.
You know what? We're giving advice to kids. Shave your hair just once in your life.
Really?
There's nothing like the feel of a crew cut in the summer. Just once.
I'm going to trust you on this.
You're just going to wear sunscreen. Yeah. All right. Here's why you don't go naked sunbathing. A naked man was sunbathing near a railway line in England, and he was mistaken for a dead body by the police. The police tweeted about the incident, saying, "Yesterday we had a call about a body with the railroad boundary within that area. Railroad workers could only see a pair of feet. No reported signs of life. They rushed to the scene. Paramedics, officers, fire engines, police, everybody.
You want to go see a naked guy?
Yeah.
Come on.
They found a man in his late 30s. Enjoying some nude sunbathing. They had to advise, please, no sunbathe nude on the railways.
On the railways?
Yeah, he was right next to a railroad track.
That's
crazy.
Wow.
Go to a beach, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
naked.
Like a normal naked person.
No,
have you ever been to a naked beach?
I have
a naked
not,
beach?
Just topless.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've been to a topless beach.
Yeah, Miami.
Miami?
It was in Miami.
I thought it was like in France.
Well, there too. Everyone's topless there.
Okay.
But Miami, there's one.
There's supposedly one on the Vineyard that Dave Falcone wanted to go see.
I know.
And he broke his toe on the way.
Why such a rush, Dave?
You know, I'll say this. why the rush? After a few, you've seen pretty much, it's just, you know.
Oh, you're like, no big deal?
It's no big deal after that. It really isn't. No. Some you don't want to see.
I have a funny story about
some
Alan Dershowitz on a nude beach.
Yeah?
That I'm not going to say.
Oh, don't. The problem is, there's some you can't unsee.
Right.
That just leave it at that right there. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. It's 8:39, graduating class of 2020. You know, we've been offering some advice for them that they're not going to get if they're not going to sit through graduation tonight. That's just not going to happen. No superintendent with their long, drawn-out speech that you're just waiting for them to end.
Yeah.
And that's just the parents.
I know, right?
You know, let alone the kids. Yeah, boy. We have some advice here for the kids. This comes from Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter, right, Brian?
Oh, yeah.
This is from, remember, their excellent adventure?
They actually did the speech for the class of 2020 at San Dimas High.
Here it is.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2020. Well done.
San Dimas High School football does rule.
Rules!
But most importantly, we wanted to tell you to be excellent to each other.
And party on.
There it is.
Good advice.
Good advice. Be excellent to each other.
Yeah.
All right, so we have more advice of some folks have called in with just a quick snippet of advice. All right?
Right.
Your dad had some advice, didn't he?
Well, this is his advice.
Yeah.
Well, somebody asked him. He's traveled a lot. And what's the key to a happy marriage? Never whistle while you pack. Good advice for anybody.
Never whistle while you pack, especially for a business trip.
Right, exactly.
Was that a whistle? Was that a whistle? No, it was a wind, Dad. All right, more advice for graduates coming up. You know what day it is.
Oh, yeah.
What day is it, LBF?
It's Friday.
It's Friday. Friday.
Thank God it's
Yes. Well, this particular Friday was supposed to be one of the graduating days for high schools all over the state. So you're seeing, you know, houses with posters up.
Yeah, congratulations.
Congratulations. It's
cute
all.
Photo.
So they're not going to walk down, at least yet, to get a diploma. They're not going to hear the commencement speeches and all that wonderful advice. So we're going to offer some now. We've been doing that all morning.
Okay.
Would you like to bestow any more of your wisdom and knowledge on
this
class?
Never let anyone treat you like a yellow Starburst. You are a pink Starburst.
Wow.
I like yellow Starburst.
No, you don't.
I like yellow Starburst. Just don't treat me like a pink one. I mean,
Pink's the best.
Learn to drive a stick shift. Nothing makes you feel like you're driving a car like a stick shift and a clutch.
Plus, you never know if you're trying to like escape some awful thing. Mm-hmm. The only car available is a stick shift.
Right. Or that booze truck that you're... No. Get your eye on. No, that's not good advice. All right, let's see if Michelle has any advice for the class of 2020. Michelle, what do you got?
I do. Going forward in life, always thank people for their opinions and advice, but always go with your gut. Your gut will never lead you wrong, except if you're drunk. Your gut will always lead you wrong if you're drunk.
Yep, it leads me right to pizza.
You and LBF could write your own book.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was good. Thank you, Michelle. Have a great weekend.
All right, thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, Patty, advice for the seniors.
Never, ever give out your personal information to telephone solicitors.
Oh, no. No.
Yeah.
Spam a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they never answer
Social
the phone
Security
anyway.
Security number, credit card number, you know, they're phishing. It's nasty.
Sounds like you have some experience with that.
Well, my husband certainly didn't. I was able to stop it before he gave out his Social Security number.
What is his Social Security number, Patty, just for our record?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
6, 7, 8. Thanks, Patty.
You know, you're welcome.
Yeah, I think Patty might have been confused and thought it was advice for senior citizens,
right,
not the senior class.
Right. Well, she did hear advice for seniors. I mean,
yeah, that's good.
Seniors, please do not give out your credit card numbers, Social Security card. That's true. That was good advice today, so for the kids. You know one?
No, I'm thinking my father's.
Your dad
advice.
Had some great advice.
Well, this is at the end of a long evening of doing whatever. Yep. He'd always say, "There's no future in tonight," which means go home.
Go home. No future in tonight. There you have it. Okay, the last one. You probably only have 5 good friends in your life.
Really?
5. Those 5,000 on Facebook.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I know. True.
Right. Like
yes,
5 good friends. They might change, but you know, they're 5. Mm-hmm. So there you go. All right, David Coverdale, take over.
You're so...
There you go.
All right. This is because my hair looks like David Coverdale's in this video, just so you know.
Here I go again. I'm in trouble.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying enable ROR Boston. Then say open ROR or WROR.com.
Time for the restaurant of the day, the featured restaurant of the day, we should say. So every morning about this time, we put a spotlight on the featured restaurant at WROR.com. We've asked owners and managers to submit their restaurant for some free plugs, as they say in the biz.
Mm-hmm.
So who we free plugging today, LBF?
Luca Restaurant and Bar in the South Shore in Rockland.
Mm.
Looks delicious.
Tell
they have
Anna.
An entree that's, I mean, an appetizer called Really Good Meatballs. And it just says really, really good beef and pork meatballs.
Yeah, what do we call them?
Uh-huh. That's
great. They're really good.
Yeah, okay.
Beef arancini. I love the little arancinis. Those are fun, the little rice balls.
Oh, my God. I love those.
Calamari. They have, like, the entrees are just delicious looking. A beef tenderloin.
Mm-hmm.
You like salmon, right? Or does your wife like
salmon? I love salmon.
You like salmon? They have a Bay of Fundy salmon, spinach, spring
Fundy.
Onions. Zucchini.
Love the Bay of Fundy.
I knew you would.
One of my favorite bays.
Yeah, you ever been up there?
Yes.
Yeah, it's great.
Where is it? It's Nova Scotia?
Nova Scotia, by Canada.
Yep, I've been there.
Yeah. Beautiful. But anyway, we're talking about Luca. Yeah. Fresh caught in the Bay of Fundy.
Oh, my God, yeah.
All right, so Luca, South Shore. By the way, there's There's Lucas North End as well. So it's a couple of places, but the folks in the South Shore, Lucas, submitted their restaurant for the feature of the day.
Yeah, you can order online, and when you order, it's pretty easy. Just fill in, you know, where what restaurant you want it from, what time, what you want to pick it up. Curbside pickup.
That's good.
It's available Wednesday through Sunday. And it's great.
I love the ones that have a good online ordering. Like,
me
you just
too.
Click, I want that, I want that, I
yep.
want that.
It's very easy.
So it's on 933 Hingham Street in Rockland. Tell them that Bob, LBF, and Brian sent you.
Okay.
You know, and
maybe
you
order us a little something.
Yeah, I know.
Those good meatballs sound pretty good.
Really, really good meatballs.
That sounds really, really good. Tell them you heard on WROR because they're, you know, hey, doing whatever they can to keep the doors open, the business flowing during these times. So if you want to give some business to these folks, we would appreciate it as well. Check out all the featured restaurants at WROR.com/local. I love that, Brian. So the meatballs. What should we call it?
Yeah, I don't know. They're really good, though.
They're really good. They're really good meatballs.
Let's go with that.
Yeah. You want to just go with really good?
Yeah.
There's no guesswork.
No, they're really, really good.
Are these really good meatballs? Are they really good? Oh, they're really good.
No, they're really, really, really good.
They're not really good. Morning
show. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.